Hey guys, welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 252.
I'm Tara.
I'm Kristen. I just cut the roof of my mouth. That was a setup.
Did you? On the candy?
Yeah. It turned into razors.
It was an April Fool's razor
candy. She just gave me a piece of grandma candy, Italian grandma candy that cut, sliced the roof of my mouth right before we started. So
I wonder why it did that. Did it have like those seams on it?
Yep. A seam opened up.
Like the strawberry ones.
Yep. And it got wider and wider, and then it kept me.
I'm
shouldn't have been sucking so hard. That's my fault.
With that stick in your face.
With that mouth.
Oh, my God. While we're doing sexual innuendos.
There's going to be a lot.
There's going to be a lot this episode. So Carolyn fucked her phone up again. Okay.
Watching porn.
Mind you, Aunt Deb is texting me talking about Carolyn's phone's messed up again. I can't get a hold of her. I want to be like, bitch, drive down from Corning and fix it.
And what do you want anyway?
Like, stop texting me.
I don't trust her.
Every time Carolyn fucks her phone up because she starts tweaking, going in, touching shit she shouldn't be.
Like settings and shit?
Yeah, locks herself out. Will has to go over there, put in these special codes to fix it. I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
So he has to do that today. He goes over there. Wait, let me pull it up and read it. He goes over there.
Y'all do this often.
Often.
Yeah. Whatever she's doing, she needs to stop.
I'm sick of it. I'm ready to put her in foster care.
Does she have an iPhone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, really, I'm ready for her to just go.
I know you guys have had to go to, like, the phone carrier before and get shit, like, unlocked and reset. I don't know what she's doing.
Causing havoc. I got another gripe about her. Well, I have 500 gripes about her, but I love her dearly. However, she is stressing Will and I out. On March 6th, because I have text threads, Will bought her a 12-pack of toilet paper. Mind you, one pussy, one ass in that house, okay? Trailer. Will bought her a 12-pack on March 6th. Mm-hmm. On March 22nd, I bought her a 6-pack of toilet paper, okay? That's 18 rolls of toilet paper. Today's April 4th. Why the fuck is she out? No, really, what is she doing with that shit?
Wrapping it around her whole hand.
She's making like a fucking boxing
glove
and punching her fucking cooter. I'm getting so, I don't know. She's making me insane. Because, you know, all this shit we pay out of pocket
for. Does she blow through it like that usually?
Yes. My grandpa used to yell at her for how much toilet paper.
She has a history of,
I'm going to tell her,
being frivolous with the toilet paper.
I'm going to make you, you're going to start using coffee filters or knocking on the neighbor, the old towels. You're going to cut yourself reusable toilet paper at this point. I'm at that point. I'm so tired. The PG&E bill over there for 1 month is $500. Okay.
I still don't know how
I don't know
happened.
What she's doing.
I mean, I did see complaints.
She's living
and
freely on our dime at this point.
I saw a lot of complaints, though. There was something like you can sign this. I don't know if it's a petition or what. Something about them doubling our power costs, energy costs. And it's true because
it's
like
doubled
mine
in a year.
Was $222. It's usually about $120 or something. So like it's for sure doubled, but like they're never going to get it paid off from me. I told you, like
no.
I will pay. I will set up payment arrangement after payment arrangement. I will pay them the bare fucking minimum until I'm dead. You're never going to get all of it out of me.
I told you, Carolyn's got shut off at like $2,800. I called them like, what's the minimum I could pay? They were like, you have to pay the full bill. I said, okay, thank you. Called back up, put that shit in my name. She ain't never buying a house. Like, you know what I mean? She don't need fucking credit at this point.
You should have put that shit in fucking Jane Doe's name. Because
I wish.
You don't want it to fuck your name.
You know, they
up
want
now.
A social though. That's why.
We gotta figure that out.
So
where's her friend's husband?
Oh, so that's what I was leading to. So Will goes over there to fix the phone and he's texting us and he's like, Mind you, he sends me March 6th. I looked. I just got Carolyn the following. And he sends the screenshot of what he bought on March 6th. And I was like, okay, let me check. I think I might have bought her toilet paper when I took her. I did. And he texts. He said, she's killing us. Also, please check her text messages. When I was fixing her phone, some dude named Peter was calling her sexy and shit.
I hope he comes across nudes. You know he'd be so nervous.
You know who Peter is, right?
The she brother?
Goes, Lurch's brother.
Yes.
And then she says,
okay, wait. We got to back up. If you're just now joining us.
Dude.
Carolyn is Crystal's disabled aunt. She's a little frisky. She's
mentally slow.
She's a little frisky.
Sassy as fuck.
Yeah.
Makes sex jokes a lot.
There's a friend of hers we don't like, has a very predatory
Marla
husband.
Marla Hooch and very, Lurch.
Very predatory husband. Now the brother, the husband already
has tried to get Carolyn to have a threesome with
yes,
them.
Yes. And now and the dirty. Brother is after her panties.
Yes. Now the brother is. And Will goes.
So that's who's calling her sexy? He's yes, over there using wait. That toilet paper up.
Remember?
They better not be going. Oh, I'm going to start doing pop-ups. Shots.
Yes. Please. Yes. Please. So remember the friend and her husband got roaches and shit, right? So Will goes, I call him and I'm like, what are you talking about? So he tells
calling
me.
Her sexy.
He tells me and he goes.
What?
He goes, I think his last name
Peters.
I think his last name is Roach because Carolyn has him saved as Peter Roach.
But that's not his name. It's the reminder that they have him. Oh my fucking God.
I was crying. I was crying. I was
like, you're like, no, Will.
I was
no.
like, their last name isn't Roach.
They just have him. Carolyn. Oh my God. And I that's said, who's calling you sexy. Hitting you
so
up.
Then Will proceeds to tell me, he's like going on this tangent. You know, he's pissed off.
That he's pissed there again. Yes.
So he's like, and when I went to fix her phone, Peter Roach texted and he goes, and that bitch had the nerve to say, oh, that's just Peter. I'm not answering. I don't want no dick right now.
She didn't say that to Will.
And then Will goes, you better fucking talk to her, Chris.
Because I'm not coming back next time. I don't want no dick, she said. Oh, you know what? Listen, she got to settle down.
You're going to into foster care.
What are y'all
talking
about?
You're
going to
become a ward of the state.
Yes, you are. Because what are you and Peter talking about?
Roaches.
To be like, oh, I don't want no dick right
They're
now.
They're sexting. I knew it. I knew it because fuck. I when she said.
Now I want to see.
Yeah, same.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to go over there and pretend I need to look at her phone and I'm going to check it.
We really need to know if he's been there. It's a safety issue.
No,
so
seriously.
Not only for our enjoyment, but we do need to know if he's sure. fucking been there to get it.
Yeah, no, I don't want nobody there.
No, but especially not that family.
Not the Roaches.
No, fuck no.
No. So that is how today's went.
That's
also
good times.
I called Will when I woke up and he didn't answer. So I call him back and I'm like, why didn't you answer? And he goes, well, bitch, I had the rope around my neck and I was trying to hang myself, but you interrupted.
I knew it was something else. I knew it was going to be something. So, no, I don't blame him.
That's how today's went. Fucking Carolyn.
Great. Good times.
Fucking Carolyn.
I've been fucking on one. He's going to have to fix my phone next.
Great.
Because I've been on porn site after porn site after porn site.
You got hella viruses.
Somebody asked me.
You're a raging, horny.
I can't control. Like, it's bad. It's
so you went from asexual
to hypersexual.
To prison.
And it's bad. It's really bad. Like, I posted
your
how
labia
good.
Is hella sore.
It hurts
from fucking
to cross
rubbing
my
it.
Legs. But I'm just crossing them tighter
clenching
and tighter.
Like this. Over there in the chair.
You're gonna catch me scooting. No, yesterday I posted I was all happy about my skin or whatever, looking good lately. And I thought, no wonder. And a couple people asked me, like, what have I been doing? And I was just like, embarrassed. Like,
raping
water.
Myself.
like water, no soda, no juice, water. Knowing it's like excessive orgasms.
It's like killing 700 myself, a day.
Exhausting myself. Like my phone isn't going to work.
He's got moved to the fucking living room.
I'd be locked. Like I'm busy. I have to work. I'm busy. I'm working on something. Leave me alone.
Myself.
No. I have to work on myself real quick. Oh my God. Like I have Shut to up. Calm down. I have to calm down. But that's the beauty secret. You're buying there. Fucking the secret's out. Like that's what you have to do.
That's the good for skin. Good
skin, that's what you do.
You're buying fucking cases of batteries on fucking Amazon. For real.
It's bad. It's bad. And I'm just like, I don't act responsibly when I'm like this. So I'm going to be like hitting people up and I'm going to be fucking.
People
I know
you would never normally. I know
myself.
Deal with.
Yes, I know myself. And I have to like rein it in, get it under control.
Pop the Prozac immediately.
Get it under control. Yes. But I kind of knew this was going to happen because it's like once I have one, I get like it's like I activate something. I push a button way in there. That's
what you hyper fixate on.
And I flip the switch in there. I had a dick in there and now it's like uncontrollable. I knew that was going to happen.
Slut mania.
Yes. Yes. Like, bitch, you got to calm down. Like, and the shit that I'm searching on porn sites is so fucking shameful. It's like, I can't even share it. It's so shameful.
Dad rapes fucking.
So bad.
I already know what it is. It's the worst shit you could think of.
It's very taboo because I'm not normal.
Dad rapes me while mom watches like fucking wild shit. I know it is.
I'm not going into that. I will not confirm or deny.
I already know.
It's taboo shit. Agents are going to be at my fucking door in no time. They're going to be like, we got alerts from your fucking search history in the past 5 days. And you call me like,
come get the girls. I'm going down. They're taking me in.
No, seriously, they're like the last. Who's been using your phone the last 5 days?
Please, you. Oh my god, with my phone again.
I'm like, I have toddlers running around with my phone playing games. Like they were probably just clicking. I don't know, but I got to get it under control. It's embarrassing. It's not hilarious. I'm not proud. It's not a proud moment.
Not proud.
My god. Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. Mm-hmm. If you're that bad.
It's been bad.
It's
been embarrassing. You're down bad. I need to fucking stop. Take SSRIs again or something. Relax. Fuck.
It is Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
It is. We were making quite a few jokes before we started. And I was like, are we going to be allowed to like do that during our episode? I mean, you know, we are who we are. I'm not making light of it, obviously.
I said.
But. We were calling Mark a fucking rapist and he was making a rapist face and talking in a raper tone.
Yeah.
He was, you know,
fucking around. But, you know, I said, you know, we've both been victims.
Yeah.
Humor through fucking
That's how
trauma
we cope.
Is
yeah.
my fucking coping mechanism. Yours for sure.
It's our go-to for sure.
It's never to offend anybody else.
Yeah.
Ever.
So we apologize. Don't ever take it that way.
Ever. We're usually talking about ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. God damn.
Did you have something to say about that or you were just acknowledging
it? No, I was just acknowledging that it is.
It is. Yeah.
It is. And, you know, so of course I go look up mine. Online, mm-hmm. right? And he was sentenced to prison in 2011 for 118 years to life, no parole, which brings me great fucking joy because he had been caught again after me. There's many more, but
mm-hmm.
You were there. There was a trial. I testified again, but I Googled it and it turns out he filed for an appeal. And when I saw that, my stomach sank. So I'm like, oh my God, what if, right? Thank God it was denied. But I was reading through the appeal and I'm just like, you have so much fucking nerve. And one,
like, take your fucking punishment and you know you earned it, you bitch. That just shows
multiple times.
There's no remorse whatsoever. Because if not, you would be taking what you got that you earned, that you fucking asked for, and you would shut up.
Yeah.
But just from the beginning, like, you know, of court or whatever the fuck. He was never remorseful. He was never fucking.
Remember, they had to have the bailiffs surround him again to block him from our view because he kept saying shit.
Mm-hmm. He needs the electric. He needs a firing squad. For sure. But that would be too nice. Just hit his groin with machine guns and let him bleed out.
Fingernails ripped off, like slow torture, skinned alive.
That's what he would need. Yeah.
So I was looking, and one of the grounds for his appeal was regarding DNA evidence. And he was trying to say that not enough was done about the DNA match because the prosecution had an expert testify and go over statistics. And it's like one in fucking 237 billion, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, bitch, it's yours. Mm-hmm. And it goes on in the appeal to state that his defense attorney actually did reach out to an independent lab. They ran his DNA, but it made him uber guilty, so they ended up not using it. It made it worse for him.
Like, shut your fucking mouth.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
So,
yeah.
He's there forever, and it brings me so much fucking joy.
Thank God,
joy.
Because that's usually not the outcome, unfortunately.
It's just so rare.
When there's, and the only reason I feel like he did get the punishment he got is because there were so many cases of him getting caught so many times doing this shit. That's what it took, which is so sad. Yeah. He should have got that from one, but there were multiple to make them able to build this kind of punishment up.
Because for my case, back in 97, he only got 4 years. And then,
People get more than that for, like, DUIs and
seriously.
Shit.
Seriously.
Like, you know,
he was able to plead down to a lesser count of, like, for sex with a minor, something like that, to where he was able to get 4 years. Mm-hmm. And then there was somebody else. And then this last woman, he actually drug her from one driveway to another, so they were able to tack on kidnapping.
Thank God.
And then he had a knife that was witnessed that they found on him.
Oh my fucking
God. So they were
God.
Able to tack on extra
all of
shit.
These enhancements
yes.
are what
got him
got
118
him that,
years.
Which is sad
no
because
parole.
He should have fucking, like, sex crimes in this country are never,
never
properly punished. Like, they never no. get the appropriate punishment that they deserve. And so, yeah.
And don't let it be he said, she said.
Oh, no.
Because they're going to tear apart their victim.
No matter what, yeah, they're going to, that's part of their defense. It's just further victimizing to the victim.
It's like, why it's a lot disgusting. Of people don't come forward.
Oh, yeah, of course. Because what are they going to get? Probation?
No,
I get torn apart and shit for probation? Yeah, yeah, no, nobody wants to go through that.
No.
My situation, mine was murdered. And I just
makes
love that.
Me happy.
He was murdered
love
like a year
him.
Later. I love it for him. And his, I'll just say co-defendant, his fucking partner in crime, is still alive and is friends with friends of mine and pops up every now and then. And it's so triggering to see his ugly ass face. And I did some things that, like, I handled it very weird after it happened. I still was, like, kind of cool with him. First I wasn't, then I was, and whatever. But the person who actually assaulted me was murdered a year later. And I'm just like, thank you.
That yeah. was the universe.
For sure. I know who it was. The Santa Muerte, the universe.
Whatever,
just,
huh?
Yeah, be careful who you play with.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people are protected and the universe looks out for them. And I just feel like it was a case of that. But yeah, it's just, that's not the case for so many people. And I feel bad
for sure.
people that, know that there was no real punishment given, but I truly believe karma is real. So even if, you know, you don't see it right now, it's coming.
Yeah.
Just know it's coming.
Yep. Look over your shoulder.
Yeah.
And to those of
it's
you,
it's going to come one way or another.
Just, and to those of you that have been victims, we see you fucking.
Yeah.
It's a rough road, but.
It is. But just know it'll be handled.
Yeah.
There's a price for that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything comes with a price. And karma has bit me in the ass many times for things I've done. And that's why I'm such a firm believer that, like, it's coming. Like, yeah. You may not see it. You know, it may not be, like, as visible and extreme as it should be. But, you know, it'll happen to their kids. It'll happen to their mother. Yeah. It'll, you know, it can come in many different ways. But it's coming. Like,
yeah. And it's deserving.
Yeah, for so sure.
Fucking that.
Speaking of weird, like, sexual, that seems to be the theme this episode.
It's a sex episode.
Abby and Brittany Henzel.
God damn it, I knew it was coming.
It needs to be discussed. That is the two-headed women. What are they called?
Conjoined twins.
Sorry.
It's not a serpent.
That's the blonde two-headed monster. You're like, actually, no. Wrong.
This ain't a fucking freak show menu.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. The
conjoined twins.
Yeah.
The two-headed.
I said it with a proper tone. I'm so sorry.
So...
Married. They got married. One got married. Is it Abby got married?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to tell you who got married.
So here's the thing.
Abby married Josh, okay? And Josh is a motherfucker because I don't...
He knew what he was doing.
He knew.
So listen, we can be as PC as we want about this subject. And maybe we shouldn't. These are real people, you know?
We shouldn't be PC?
No, I was going to say... No. I was going to say... We could sit here and be PC, right?
Yeah.
And these are real people we're talking about who live real lives. However, morbid curiosity is a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And you're lying. Well, I'm not going to say you're lying, but I have thought about how a sexual relationship works with conjoined twins.
Yeah, like, of course. That's the first place my brain goes. Not where do you work? Or are you know what I mean?
Like, fucking did you go to college?
Who decides what y'all wear today? No, I want to know how y'all fuck. Like, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And then I came across this video that this woman did, and I thought that they had really spoke about it. And I was like, this is fucking fabulous. And then in the comments, they're like, you ain't shit for this video and shit. It was a fucking lie.
Well, listen, I have a lot of questions. Did they do porn at one point?
No.
Another no. set did,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Josh married Abby, right? Brittany, it can either go really well for her, I feel like, or it can go really bad for her.
Because
so,
they
like,
share a lower half.
Yes. Yes. So, like, if she's just, like, putting in... AirPods and like listening to her fucking
book on tape
podcast and has an orgasm, that can be great for her, right? She ain't gotta do shit. She just, you know,
looks away,
feels good, reaps the benefits.
My thing is, do they both see, these are fucking questions that my brain goes to, do they both have to consent to the sexual encounter? Or like,
that's what I'm saying, but like, what if it's bad and Josh can't make her come? Then I'm gonna be like, hey, wrap it up. Like,
you're interrupting their honeymoon.
I'm taking my wedding earbuds out. And I'm like, hey, that's enough trying. Get off me now. Like, I've had it. You know what I mean? Like, does she disassociate? Because honestly, yeah, I think that's what she's doing.
Have to do
I think she goes into a zone and then is not there anymore.
That's what I would do.
That's what I would absolutely. I do that anyway sometimes when it's not going well.
Because you got to be super fucking, obviously, you're literally close with your sister, but then you're super close, right? Because mm-hmm. you have to agree on so many different things you want to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would think you would want your sister to have a nice wedding night, so you would have to kind of disassociate in order to not be invasive.
There's or just like, going to be so much.
Do they all agree to do it together? Like, do they ever have threesomes? Like, I wonder this.
Yeah, I want to know. And then it's like, there has to be so much bargaining involved. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a headache. Like, I get it. Y'all want to fuck. I don't feel like, you know.
Can you suck his dick?
Yeah. Or like.
And I'll go to sleep.
But like gently. Like, don't get wild. Don't start pulling my hair. Don't start fucking throat fucking her. I have a headache. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to have to be so much discussion.
They have to have really good communication, yeah. I would think.
Yeah, because, I mean, unless she can just power off completely and put on, like, fucking virtual reality goggles.
That's probably a really good solution.
And headphones just slapping something hella loud. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, there's the mood, but then you feel things, too. Like, that's what I'm saying. It could go really good for her if she felt, like, good things, but, like...
What if you don't want to, and she does?
Yeah. Yep. Do I love my sister enough? That would be the title of my book.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I'm going to be like, for real, like it might come to that. You know, it might come to that sometimes for them. Like, what the fuck? Or I don't know, when it comes time to have kids.
Don't you ever
And then
say-
like, no, for I'm a hook
I'd
that
be like,
bitch.
We got
to
get a surrogate because I don't want to be pregnant.
I don't feel like going through that for y'all, baby. Like, you know.
See, and then
do I love her that much? Maybe I want to give her that. Right. I don't know. I
give birth to your
and
niece
and then you're
going to
do it for me, too. Because, bitch, I'm on dating apps, too. Like,
I'm on Tinder. One's on Tinder, one's married, and the one's, like, we're fucking everybody.
Well, I'm horny as fuck. Like, Josh, you got to sit this one out. Like, I have company.
You can sit in the corner.
Company is coming over, Josh. I just swiped fucking
left. The pussy's mine,
too. That's what I'm saying.
Like, how does it work? And none of this is meant disrespectfully, but I'm
These
so-
are real questions and scenarios that we need to know
about for sure. Yeah. Like, I want to know. Yeah. And of course.
Don't be greedy. Like, give us a reality show that we want. That's how I need to know.
Show you want.
That I really fucking want. Like,
you know, and of course it's their private business. They don't owe any of us shit, but I'm curious.
Yeah, I want it.
That's
the content.
Fuck,
I want.
It's a lot of communication and a lot of fucking bending with your sister.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know.
But I think that because they were, you know, grew up like this from birth, I think, you know how twins have their own languages and shit like that. I'm pretty sure they taught each other to just check out.
I would think so.
Yeah. I think that because, you know, singular people know our brains check us out
for sure
when we need to. So, for sure. Of course, I think theirs would be equipped the same way. They would be able to have that capability.
I would think so. And I would think, like you said, they've been together their whole lives. The love is probably immense, you know, and they're so used to bending. Shut up. So you
siblings fight. I'm just like siblings fight. So I know
for sure.
Yeah. It got to get bad sometimes. And I want cameras there. You know, like when do y'all get into
them
it?
Tussling.
Because it's PMS.
You can't even get away from them if you want that. They're exemplary.
Exemplary.
Human. There you go. Mm-hmm. Humans.
Yeah.
Because you're never fully alone.
Right. Right. Yeah. I just hope they consider becoming millionaires.
Messaging
gazillionaires.
You.
Like, I hope they consider just
DMing
a life
her.
Of reality TV because, you know, I just think I would like it a lot and a lot of people would. And it's a fascinating human experience that none of us, we don't have no friends like that. Or,
yeah.
It's so rare. We're not going to come across that I can question and fucking be friends with.
Right. And then can you imagine you're conjoined with your sister? She's hella arguing with her husband. They're arguing
I'm
all
like, give
day.
It a rest.
Fucking
like,
shut
we
up.
We jump him. Like, you know what I'm saying? It would get wild. It would get fucking wild. Yes.
God damn. And then they all live together. You're like, I don't want to fucking live with your husband.
Don't talk to my sister like that. I'm gonna punch you. Like,
and
yeah.
then you all, like, you have no choice.
Yeah.
You live with your sister.
And now
husband.
I have an attitude and they're trying to have dinner. And
you're
I have a fucking attitude. I'm knocking shit over because I can control the arms too. Oh, I would get nasty.
You'd be the worst to be fucking conjoined to.
You do not want to be conjoined to me. No. You do not. I just shit myself. You
I
do
piss.
Not.
Want You're to- trying to have sex. I poop my pants on.
Because you pissed me off earlier. Because I couldn't do what I needed to do. You told my Tinder date
I want
date,
to go
no,
for a fucking.
Because it was your fucking anniversary. Bitch, I'm finna shit. Like, it's gonna go all bad. You don't want me as a conjoined sibling. It's just great. I'm sorry. Just
fuck.
The possibilities are endless.
Endless.
With that.
Like, mm-hmm. You could really be fucking vindictive. if fucking...
Yes.
I wanted to go for a run.
Yes.
You wanted to have fucking brunch.
Mm-hmm. Guess what? May the we stronger bitch control the legs. Because I said we're running. And I will hook you in your jaw if you don't want to run first.
You just go limp. Fucking the other one just goes limp. And you got to run holding.
I start fingering myself hella hard in public because you want to go to brunch. This is my left arm, bitch. Who's stronger? Who's stronger? Because I'm going to embarrass all of us now. John, you don't know what you're signing up for because I'm going to make this hella weird in front of your parents. Ruin it, bitch. You better let me have my way then. My Tinder date is coming through. It's going to get weird. Oh, God, please, oh, God, be the please, worst. Please let them have a show, please.
Fuck. But, yeah, I want to know the answers to so many fucking things.
Yes.
Yep. Like a fucking, oh, my curiosity.
What an amazing life.
There probably is some fucking really cool shit. The yeah. fact that they can fucking drive is mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. Like, they fucking drive.
Yeah.
Now, if I remember correctly, doesn't one control like one arm, the other another, and then same thing with the legs?
That I don't know.
If I
that would make it for better, even better, because you could drag.
You're kicking. I'm each gonna other.
Drag. Everyone's like them giraffes, like when giraffes fight. No. Not like, I mean, I'm not making fun of them. I'm thinking excited.
Of evil shit you could
I'm
do.
Excited with possibility. That's, I'm not making fun of them.
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of all the fun I would have if I was part of that
group.
Yeah, it would be great.
You'd be a nightmare.
Do you know what's fucked up, though? And I heard this is that they had to pay for two college tuitions.
That's...
And they only get one salary at their job. So you need to either refund what? Their motherfucking college tuition or you need to pay them double salary. Don't fuck. It's two brains. Don't fuck around. Get paid them double salary.
That's hella fucked up. Yeah.
So... When I saw that, I was like, oh, no, you're trying to fuck them over. And I don't like that.
Oh, that's enraging.
Yeah. It's two brains. It's two people.
Two tuitions, but not two salaries.
Yeah, so which is it?
Capitalism's a motherfucker.
It is. That's why I'm like, they're steal getting over. Every chance you get. Scam every chance
Borrow
you get.
Everything.
Yes. Yes.
But not from tiny stores.
Right. Not from independent businesses. No. Yeah.
Corporations.
Isn't that fucked
big
up?
Big ones. That just Don't made me feel over. Rage. Mm-hmm. How dare you?
Yeah.
That's so fucking insulting.
It is. But it's like, which one is it, bitch? Because we're finna go to court.
No, for yeah. real. It's so which two is it? Brains.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It would be like hiring. I mean, if they're going, that's fucked up.
It's how
they're going
two
off
people.
The body.
Unless it's physical labor, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that's the only time it would be appropriate for one salary. Because it would be one body doing labor. But if it's...
But, what if... You had an amputee who only had one arm and one leg working there. They would get a salary. And then technically the other side could, you know what I mean? Like,
wait, what are you talking about?
If you had
an then the legs and arms would have a salary?
No. Saying? I'm saying if there was an amputee,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody working there who only had one arm and one leg, right?
Yeah.
So basically they're two beings. One has one arm, one leg. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Why? Couldn't they get two fucking salaries?
Well, it's one body. It's one set of arms and legs. So, like, if they're working a warehouse job or something, the work of one person would be being done.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what if you had two fucking amputees who only had one arm and one leg? You're still going to pay those two individual amputees.
That's still one body doing the work of one body.
No, follow me. Two individual people, right?
Yeah.
Amputees.
That's assuming an amputee would do less work of a one body. Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm saying, say there are two people working at a warehouse.
Yes.
They're both amputees. This person only has one arm and one leg, but mm-hmm. they're still working there. That person only has one arm and one leg, right? Two individuals, two salaries. Merge them, and you have Abby and Brittany, right? They each have an arm and a leg. Why can't they get two salaries?
what you're saying is not making any fucking
sense. Oh my God. Please leave in the comments if you understand on YouTube.
Please leave in the comments.
If you understand what I'm saying. Because I'm saying, regardless.
They're only able to do the physical work of one body, right?
But one body who only has one arm and one leg.
Is still going to possibly be able to do the full work of one body.
Right. But you have two sides to the body. Do you get what I'm saying?
Not at all.
Somebody fucking tell me you understand what I'm saying. Bottom line, they should be paid two salaries, I feel like, regardless. You're taking advantage.
Yeah.
They really are taking fucking advantage of them. And that's fucking
fucked
up. Where are the fucking disabilities rights lawyers?
Right.
Get the fuck. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, that pisses me off for them.
They should air out what company they work for so people can fucking get up their ass about it until they make it right. Because why would you even propose that to two? You know what I mean? Again,
that's so
I think
insulting.
It could depend on the type of work being done. But yeah, I don't know.
That's hell of insulting, though.
Yeah, it is.
You want to hear how stupid and sneaky our fucking government is? We all know, but
what now?
There was a government funding package that was passed, and inside that, Biden approved, the gay flag will be banned at all U.S. embassies worldwide, and they hid it inside the fucking spending bill. You know, they make these massive fucking 5 million page fucking bills and they hide little shit in it. Nobody's going to read through the whole thing.
That seems so pointless to me, though, because like, why is a gay flag need to be at an embassy? Like,
why does it even need to like be in the bill?
That's what I'm
why
saying.
Why are we specifically excluding it, though?
That's a pointless targeting of gay
people.
But
you know why they did it.
Why? Like, for what?
So that the bill would be approved by the fucking Republicans. Because it goes on to say, tucked in the massive government funding package signed Saturday by Biden is a provision banning the flying of the LGBTQIA pride flags over U.S. embassies. But even on the same day as Mr. Biden signed the package, the White House vowed to work toward repealing the provision. They don't give a fuck. The prohibition was one of many side issues included in the mammoth $1.2 trillion package to fund the government through September. Which passed early Saturday. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, a conservative Christian, scrambled for votes to get the bill passed in his chamber as he allegedly touted the pride flag ban as a reason his party should support the bill. So to get the right on the side and sign the Dems
bill. So they did it so the other side could be like, look what they did. They're so bad. Vote against them. Is that why?
No, like they tucked the banning of the pride flag, of the flag in there so that they could get the Republicans, the uber conservative Christians, to be like, look, you guys, we need to sign this bill for their fucking spending budget because it's going to ban the gay flag. And, you know, we hate the fucking gays.
They use that as bait. To get the other shit done.
Yes.
The other shit pushed through. Okay.
When it's so utterly fucking ridiculous.
Like, it was that easy. Like, that's all it took. They were like, look, this is against the gays, but we have all this other bullshit. But look, we're going to sell it to you that way.
Yes.
And they fell for it.
Yes.
I want to know what the other shit was.
No, seriously. Because you know.
What was the other shit? Because that is so pointless. Even as a bisexual person, I don't give a fuck where the gay flag is at the embassy.
And like, the that is what is so fucking cared about. Like, leave fucking gay folks alone. Leave the whole fucking community alone. Like, God damn. But then to use it as bait to get
other shit pushed through.
Yes, it's fucking
weird.
We live in
it's
hell.
Weird and dumb, and they're so childish and petty and like, they're just both shit.
Equal
neither
sides,
are good. So
shit.
Fuck you both. Like,
no side cares about the people. I don't give a fuck.
No,
like no side.
No
cares.
They made that so clear.
No side gives a fuck. It's fucking gross.
Speaking of gross and not giving a fuck, we've talked before about Mark Leita from Soft White Underbelly.
What do you do now?
Somebody sent me a video recently of, you know, the Whitakers, that inbred family.
I love them so much. In West Virginia.
Yeah. So he
in
has
Appalachia.
He has spent a lot of time with them over the years. He's made many trips out there.
Hella videos.
And spent time, some would say, exploiting them.
Yeah.
He, you know, got them new appliances, got them furniture at one point, has taken them to get haircuts, has taken them to, you know, grocery shopping, all kind of shit like that. Done some good for them. Also, you know, of course, to exploit. Mm-hmm. But he had a GoFundMe for them, right? And so he raised like hella fucking money, $100,000 or something. Because they probably way more than that.
Their house needed hella work.
Yeah, a lot of shit. So somebody like went out there and went to visit or something. Don't quote me because the details are kind of, I didn't get all the details right. I probably should have if I'm gonna fucking talk about it. But
you know how whatever. We like
they
do
said
shit.
That like, they were like, where's the money? You know what I'm saying? Like,
did you go to?
Did you give them the fucking money? Like, where's the money? Because, you know, he's been questioned a lot. His integrity has been questioned a lot.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. So basically, the family was like, we ain't seen that money. And they were, you know, people were like, what the fuck? Like, got on his head about it. And he was like, no, like, I have these receipts and all this shit. And so, whatever. There was some question about the money. Well, I think one of the sisters of the Whitakers or something is like one of the most like
function, like coherent.
Yeah. That like manages them, like one of the smartest ones, I think, that kind of helps manage her siblings and shit. And so I think she was doing, and some of the kids too were like hitting him up when they needed money and all this shit. And, whatever. Long story short, what ended up happening was he checked in or something one day and he was like, how's everything going? Or I don't know if they reached out to him. Anyway, they told him that like one of the brothers died and he was like, oh my God, like this is terrible. And they were like, we need money for the funeral. Like it's fucked up. Like, you know, we're out here fucked up. We ain't got no money to bury him. Like all of this shit. So he sends whatever amount of money and he's like, I'm gonna go out there and like, you know, pay my respects. I've spent a lot of time with these people over the last few years.
I hope this is going where I think
all this
it is.
Shit, right? So he, you know, makes arrangements or whatever. After he sends the money and shit, he surprises them. He gets out there and the brother did not die.
I love this for them.
And they've been basically, you know, he's been bird feeding them this money,
you're
right?
Giving them bird bath fucking
so
pennies.
What basically comes out is that like some of the relatives struggle with addiction. They've been buying shit ton of pills and shit with this fucking money.
Well,
that's what the fuck you get. Like, so like the money
what
was
did
for
you
them.
Think you were going to come in and like totally change up their lifestyle.
And like
you exploited their story. You told every detail, their story,
and the money
their
is
business.
For them. The money. Yeah. You got people, you put cross-eyed fucking photos as the thumbnail on your video. First, you know, you got traffic, hella money.
You did videos of the one that's nonverbal, making
barking,
his noises.
Yes.
Encouraging him to try
titling
to speak.
Titling shit, barking like a dog, like hella shit. Yeah.
If you don't give them fucking Percocet money and shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Let them fucking be comfortable.
No. And when I saw it, you know, some people were like, oh my God, like he got scammed. First of
good.
All, he got scammed. This is like the fifth time he's been scammed by somebody that he featured in videos. That one beautiful ass girl with the big face tattoo scammed him because he was on
good.
Some trick shit.
Good.
And, you know, she played like she wasn't with her dude no more. And then he showed up at the apartment he got her. Her dude was in the apartment and hella sex toys and shit. And Mark was like clutching his pearls, fucking freaking out because he got played. He's
good.
Been played multiple times.
Good.
But like, I feel like there's a level of like white savior complex with him.
Yes.
That he feels like he's entitled to decide what this money goes to and shit. You're not.
No.
That money is for them. If they want to buy chicken nuggets or fucking Percocets, bitch, I don't give a
let
fuck.
Let them.
That's on them. Like,
no,
yeah.
For real. And it makes me so fucking angry. I couldn't. If I told my story. Like, say someone took a clip from this show on one of our stories
mm-hmm.
and then put that shit on their channel and made thousands of dollars from it, mm-hmm. I would be fucking furious. Like, yeah. Bitch, that's my trauma.
Right.
You know?
And you got me and my brother's fucking haircuts and trips to Walmart. And you
took us to fucking Applebee's.
Yeah.
Bitch, seven of my brothers died. So I need to bury all of them.
They died and I need the money by Friday. Like, listen.
And don't you dare cashier check it, bitch.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, who the fuck are you? So what? That money was raised for them. And so I guess he pulled up all these receipts. Like, they called me for this. I sent them $5,000, $1,000, $2,000, whatever. Like, multiple. So what? Fucking,
give it all to give them. Give it
all to them. Like, yeah.
You're not getting a fucking high five or a pass because you sent them. Or
sympathy
them.
That you got lied to. So fucking what?
Fuck you.
Yeah.
You've been exploiting, well, putting all their fucking business out there.
So, you know, the person who sent it to me, I was just like, hey, that makes me happy. That's what he gets.
Thrilled.
I will not, you know, let you know, his assistant, his old assistant, who actually went on one of them trips out there with him and was cooking breakfast for the fucking family and shit. When she stopped working with him, they got into it, whatever. She hacked his accounts and she leaked audio on his Instagram account, on his YouTube account. She should have just deleted his whole fucking page.
For sure.
But she leaked audio accounts or audio shit of him being homophobic, being transphobic,
talking shit about mentally ill,
like, what do you expect from these people? Blah, blah, blah. I was listening to it in disbelief. Like, oh, I will not. Like, I used to be on the fence. Like, one minute I would be like, oh, okay, he might do some good for these people because he's able to get spread them resources that they would not ordinarily have access to.
Yeah.
Okay. But then it's like, you're fucking throwing them twos and fews to do these videos and spill their trauma while you damn near get millions from fucking YouTube.
He lives a great fucking mm-hmm. life. And he had a career before this.
Yeah.
I get it. But now your income is based on other people's fucking trauma.
Right.
And you got nerve.
You got a Patreon. Like, I know you're getting paid crazy fucking money.
And you set up a GoFundMe for these people. Mm-hmm. Give them every fucking penny.
It's not up to you to dole it out for what the fuck you want them to spend it on.
You're not the fucking white god.
You're not.
Bitch.
You're not. And if they want to get high, so what? Give them the fucking money. You don't live the lives that these people live. And it's like, you haven't
went through what they went through.
No.
If they want to fucking smoke dope, mm-hmm. bitch, let them. It's not for you to judge.
It's not, and it's not for you to decide what they buy. So fuck off.
Everybody deals with trauma differently.
Yeah.
Everybody's pain threshold, and I'm not talking about physical. I'm talking about emotional pain threshold is different.
Mm-hmm.
And if numbing that shit is what helps them wake up every morning.
Yeah. As I got older, when I was younger, I used to be like, hell no, I'm not giving these people on the street my money so they could get high on my money and blah, blah, blah. Now I'm so fucking different. You know what I mean? I look at things so
different
because I'm like, who the fuck am I to decide how they cope? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, the nerve, the entitlement, the nerve, the privilege.
The judgy.
The privilege to fucking think you could decide that for somebody.
The privilege.
Like, yeah, I hate it. That mindset got to stop.
It does. And as long as they're not hurting anybody but potentially themselves inadvertently, mind your fucking business.
You got lied to. Whatever. Ha ha. If anything, make a video about that. You know what I'm saying?
Your own trauma.
And laugh at it.
Honky.
Yeah. Laugh at it.
That shit pisses me off.
Yeah.
I just know he's raking it in
mm-hmm.
off of other people's stories and then has nerve
to be judgy,
to decide how they get to spend.
To judge them and be judgy and shit talk these same people that are the only reason anybody knows who you are.
The reason you're thriving.
Yeah.
And you got nerve to think that you get to decide how their fucking money is spent.
Yeah.
Give them that fucking money, all of it.
Yep.
Thief.
And I thought, I just was God. Like, good for them. You know that meme, that lady, I don't know her name, but it's like, good for them.
Good for them. Mm-hmm. I love that they did that shit.
I do too.
I wish they would have said three of them died. So it was like more expensive.
Yeah.
We're getting a private mausoleum. We need 70 grand. We need
80,000 by Friday. I already gave the deposit. We need some money. Whatever. Shit.
Yes.
Give them that fucking money.
Fuck you, Mark.
I watched a couple of things. I did watch Quiet on the Set. Quiet on Set.
What is that?
Nickelodeon.
Oh, did you?
It's on Max. It's on HBO Max.
The motherfuckers need to be in prison.
Yeah, it was bad. It was gross. And unbelievable to see the scenes with the sexual innuendos that were allowed to, you know, it's disgusting. And then to know that, like, nobody really got in trouble. Like, three pedophiles that worked with Nickelodeon actually did get arrested. But, of course, like, one was raping kids and got fucking 16 months or something. And then was still allowed to get released and continue fucking working and having a life. And
this is only Nickelodeon, okay? Yeah. This is one
network.
Fucking network.
Yeah.
This is one network.
Yeah. And there were three people there's been that stories, were fucking arrested.
And there's been stories of Disney stars.
Oh, yeah.
So this is just Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it's really gross and it's really sad. And it's just like, I blame hella the parents. You
Amanda
know?
Bynes,
and,
that poor girl. Like, yeah. Everyone, you know, a few years ago was making fun of her, talking shit about her.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
She's like, in the media a lot lately because she was talking about
manicures.
Starting a podcast. And then now she's trying to get certified to do, you know, manicures and shit. And she like failed her test. But I see the blogs like showing her all the time and
let her
talking
be.
About her appearance and everything. And it's like, you don't know what that girl went through or
she
anybody
through
else
hell.
For that matter. Yes. Like, you know. I'm not one to kick people when they're down unless they deserve it.
But she's trying to do something simple as just do nails. Like, let yeah. her live. Like, cheer yeah. her on.
Right.
Support her.
Right.
Or leave her the fuck alone.
Yeah.
That shit hurts my heart, man.
Yeah, it's sad. But that was, you know, it was gross. It was a tough watch. And then now, since I've seen that, I just look at storylines and shit in Disney movies and stuff like that more. And I always notice things. I always notice a lot of sexual humor in children's movies and shit. Like, I was watching Turning Red with the girls earlier.
What is that
and
one?
And the one where the girl turns into a red panda.
Oh,
when she
okay.
gets overexcited.
Yeah.
And there's sexual undertones and innuendos in that movie. And I'm just like, that's not necessary.
Like why?
These are kids. Like, you don't have to throw that in there.
It's
that
very
shit,
intentional.
And it's multiple. It's not just one through the film. There's like five. Like, it doesn't, it's just, it's really gross. And like, lately, like when I pay attention, I can't watch things without seeing that now. And I'm like, that kind of humor doesn't belong in children's movies.
Fuck no.
It doesn't. Like, it's fucking gross.
Fuck no.
But yeah, I watched that. And then I watched a movie called Your Lucky Day on Netflix. And it had Angus Cloud, you know, from Euphoria,
mm-hmm.
the one that died from Out Here. He was like the star of the movie. It was a really good movie. Some parts were super frustrating, but yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's on Netflix.
Is it?
Comedy, oh, you want to know what it's about? Duh.
Comedy, drama.
No, it's like a drama. So basically, it's a bunch of people fighting over a lottery ticket. Dirty cops.
Oh, I think I might have seen a preview.
People are getting killed. Like, yeah. It's a drama, I guess you would call it. Yeah.
Is it like suspense
drama? A little bit. Yeah, suspenseful.
I'll watch that one.
Yeah.
I think I saw the preview and I was like, I want to watch that.
Yeah, it was good.
Don't steal my fucking lottery ticket.
Yeah.
My scratcher.
It got crazy.
I can
it got
imagine.
Hella crazy. But you know, yeah, it's like you got to be quiet when you win shit, you know, like that. Or if you just come into a lump of money, not even anything huge like that. Like, who?
I want to say, don't quote me. I believe his name was Freddie Gray. I could be making that up.
Mm-hmm.
But he had won the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
And some people started to become his friend, a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And very quickly, his money started disappearing.
There's so many stories like that.
And they killed him.
There's so many stories like that. If you notice, a lot of people now, when they win the lottery,
they have a hood
and gloves. So you cannot even see gender, color, nothing. You cannot, like, untraceable almost. Like, why are you even up here talking? Just
they
quietly.
Make you.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh. There's a show.
That's why they cover themselves.
There's a reality show about lottery winners, past lottery winners, and how so many of them just like
blew through
are murdered, go to fucking shit, just blow through it, have nothing.
Say
go,
it was the worst thing to ever happen to them.
Ruin their lives. Yes. It's shit is crazy. I've watched a lot of episodes of that and a lot of true crime that involved a lottery winning.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to keep that shit low if you come into any money at all.
Definitely.
People say that about their own family all the time. Like, don't, like, unless you're ready to fucking be attacked, be fucking harassed.
Yeah, recently a family I'm close to had someone pass, and the person that passed has money, and so they were worried about other family members
coming out the woodwork.
And I said, see, this is where being poor is a benefit, because yeah, when people in my family die, what are you gonna fight over? Sweats with burn holes?
No, for real. Like,
we don't have shit to fight over. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
And there was even some weird behavior about the little few dollars that y'all had come in, you know?
Yes.
Not to say no names, but that little tiny bit. So just imagine when families actually have like a lot of money come, like people get weird. People get very greedy, fucking
disgusting.
Weird.
Disgusting.
When it comes to money.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
We have some write-ins.
Okay.
Let me say happy birthday to Ron B.
Yes.
From Burbeck and Garrison. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. We
happy
love
birthday.
You. Let me pull up these write-ins. So I have one special one that I want to read first. Okay. It's very long. It's about 9 screenshots. Mm-mm. But let me tell – nope. I have to tell you. So if you remember last week, we had a very special write-in. So – actually, before I get to that,
I'm getting lightheaded from the cigarettes.
Okay. I put it out, pussy. But I put it out. Okay. So this, I'm going to let you read this one first, is mm-hmm. a follow-up from, remember the write-in last week where the person had wrote in and said their mom had them do the pee test and told them something was wrong with them so she could pass
yes.
her drug test? Okay. So this.
Is this an update, please?
So read this.
Okay.
Yes.
Can you, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Would it be easier for me to get up? Yeah, sorry, real quick.
Go ahead.
Okay. My mom came to visit. She said, wait a minute. Is this where it starts?
Yep.
My mom came to visit. She said, quote, put our girls on. Oh, shit.
Yep.
So she heard me us talking shit. So I played the latest episode and now she's fucking pissed at me. I mean, I'm pissed at her still. So I'm pissed. Okay. So there's hella laughing faces and a crying face. But to be honest, she was pretty shitty growing up. We're best friends now, but we funked until my late 20s, early 30s.
I'm glad you guys are good now. I am.
Were drugs involved? Do you know?
I don't.
Okay. Oh my God. She's still pissed. She told me, quote, well, since you badmouthed me to the girls online, you might as well tell them the story of the year me and Lychee, her friend, got so coked out. We hid your Easter baskets so good. We crawled through the bushes and climbed trees to hide them. Then when we woke up, we couldn't read the clues and had to find them and crawl back through the bushes and climb trees and just gave them to you guys. What?
She would have them do a scavenger hunt every year to find their Easter baskets.
Yeah, but they hid them from each other.
They got so coked out they couldn't fucking even read their own clues they
wrote.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
So there's your answer.
There's my answer. Okay, well then, girl, it makes sense. Okay. Backstory. My mom used to give us clues on flashcards. That's fun.
It is.
And we would have to go on scavenger hunts for our Easter baskets. Good times.
So I responded back to her and I had said, tell your mom we love her, but she has to just take that L.
Take that L and apologize.
Yeah.
Because you don't do that shit.
Nope. And I'm glad you guys
That's
have.
That's hella funny that you let her hear the episode of us fucking like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, why would you fucking do that to your kid? Yeah.
But I'm glad you guys are good now.
Yeah.
And I'm glad she's a good mom now. And we love you, mom.
Yes.
And daughter for listening. So thank you guys. So here we go.
Is this the long one?
Yes. Okay. All right. Let me take a drink because it's a lot.
What?
Just listen.
Okay.
Whew. Hello. I don't know where to start with this.
I don't feel like being emotional.
I don't know where to start with this. First, Oh, we're going to cry. You're crying with me.
No.
We have to. First, I want to thank you so much for this podcast and what you and Patafria do for all of us listeners. I'm sorry if my grammar is bad or if I write too much. Please don't apologize. Regarding the most recent episode about Sophia, I'm pretty sure the Sophia, the most recent write-in mentioned was my sister. When the podcast first started, my sister Sophia was going through a rough time and always told me to listen to the show. Before I started listening, one of the biggest things she told me in the podcast is that, you guys, in her words, make me feel like it's okay to have dysfunction. I became a listener, and her and I both couldn't wait for every weekly new episode to go over. Her and I both have the same humor as you and Pat, so the belching laughter I get from listening to the show, I only got from my sister. Fast forward to 2019, my sister started working at a new hotel in Hawaii and then tragically passed away New Year's Eve 2019. It was sad and unexpected. She was the kindest person and a ray of light in my world. She was not just my big sister, but like my mother and soulmate to me in life. She taught me everything, but above all, kindness. Her legacy in my life, with the exception of my husband, the only time I really have the gut laughter I had with my sister Sophia is when I listen to the show. So I feel like I'm with her when I listen to you. I've always wanted to write in, but I've always been too shy. However, the coincidences are just too much right now for me not to write in. My birthday was March 30th. I went on my Patreon tonight to listen to the newest episode. I then see the podcast is named Sophia. Fuck. I turn to my husband and say, oh my God, the most recent episode is named Sophia. I tell my husband, I swear this is my birthday sign from my sister that she's with me. So I have a brief moment and say out loud, I love you, Sophia, and I go to listen to the episode in my headphones. Sorry if this is so long. Finally, when I get to the write-in, I had to stop and take out my headphones and put my phone on loud so my husband could hear. The coincidences were just too close. My husband says to me, I swear that's about your sister. She started a new job in 2019. I remember when she first started feeling low self-esteem and having to deal with some cliques, but she was so motivated to persevere with kindness and love. She was truly such a light. I had never heard of or met Kylie, and it was so beautiful reading what she had to say. With your permission, somehow, I would like to thank her and see if for sure it is my sister, Sophia. I would love to connect with her and hear some stories about my sister, but at the very least, I'd like to thank you and Pat for letting me and other listeners hear the story and let my sister's legacy of kindness and light be shown. Even 4 years after her death. This is what she looks like. She's very beautiful. I'm sorry for the long rambling. There's just so much more I want to write, but I really tried to condense it as much as I could. I just cannot believe the coincidence. Also, happy Easter, sending love and light. And above all, thank you a million times for this show and making my sister not feel alone when she was still on this earth with us. The podcast really helped her in her darkest of times, and in her own words, she would tell me how much it meant to her. I'm sorry for the typos. I'm just reading it. Was doing voice text, and I misspelled Queen Patafria's name.
Crystal.
So I responded to her, and then she said, God bless you. I'm shaking and crying. This podcast is truly a gift. You are so right. I swear this was the universe. There's no coincidence as my birthday is March 30th. The episode named Sophia 4 years later. You and Patafria have no idea how you guys helped her not feel alone. Sorry again for all the rambling, and I really hope to hear from Kylie. So what I did was I sent Kylie her profile, and I explained she wanted to reach out to her. And then she said... So actually, I gave Kylie's profile to the sister. And then she said, thank you a million times. I'm going to write her. And also, thank you for getting back to me. Thank you so much for your kind condolences. She would be freaking out if she knew you guys were sending her best wishes. The universe is truly beautiful. And then she responded and said, hello, I got in touch with Kylie. Thank you so much. It's all because of you guys. I cannot even express how wild, in a good way, this all feels. I feel so happy and at peace to know it was, in fact, about my sister. This podcast has connected me to a friend of my sister who passed away 4 years ago and has given me so much peace and happiness to hear what Kylie said. I feel forever grateful for you guys. Thank you so much for connecting me. And above all, thank you for giving us listeners this beautiful community.
Yeah, she did that. Like,
that's, I was crying when I first opened that. I was sitting at the kitchen table just sobbing. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to make Pat cry.
Fucking crazy. Like I say all the time, there's no such thing as coincidence ever. It's just up to us to make the connections. And yes, if you're not paying attention, a lot of times you won't. But right, someone,
she was.
Yeah.
And
your birthday. Yeah.
And the fact that,
like, your sister was making sure that you got it when you did and how you did.
And Kylie writing in after 4 years,
yeah,
at that time.
Yeah.
And then the fact that Sophia's sister, Demetria, was listening. Like,
yeah,
it's really beautiful. And
God, that gave me chills.
Love, like, all of you. Thank you, both of you, for sharing Sophia's story with us. And
yeah. Yeah, Sophia did that.
She did. I think that was beautiful.
It is.
Very beautiful. It really is.
And yeah, I hope you guys keep in touch. And, like, yeah, you know, she wanted that connection to be made. Absolutely. I love that.
All right, this for you. It's only two, so you're good.
I'm just wondering why you say for me.
I don't know. I haven't pre-read something this one, horny. FYI.
Okay.
I have not pre-read okay. it.
Hi, ladies. Just wanted to tell you about my weekend. Trigger warning, my parents wanted to take my baby, 2 years old, to visit my granny for Easter. I started to feel an immense weight on my chest and was physically feeling sick from the thought. My granny's husband, not biologically related to me, sexually abused my cousin and I when we were around 4 or 5.
Oh, God.
I'm now 32. I hate that your granny is still with this piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
I am now 32, and I had to tell my parents that I didn't want them taking her there without me.
Good.
When I told my mom I didn't feel comfortable, she asked why. I told her I would tell her another time as I was working. I got off and went straight to my parents' house. I prefaced this secret with, quote, I thought I could take this to the grave, but I can no longer hold it in. He, Granny's husband, touched me inappropriately when I was little. My mom sent out a wail I have never heard.
Oh.
It broke my heart. My mom then proceeded to punch a hole in the wall.
I bet.
And she said she never liked that motherfucker and knew there was a reason, but why? But everyone always told her, oh, he's a good guy. He's a cop. After all. My mom asked if I could give her any more details, and I told her it happened when me and my cousin would spend the night at grandma's. She then asked if he touched my cousin too, and with my cousin's permission, I told her yes. My mom was getting ready to grab her gun and go to my grandma's. You got a good mama.
I feel it.
Luckily, my dad was there and able to kind of calm her down, but keep her there. Well, now that this secret is out, I'm kind of looking for some guidance as the next steps. I never thought this far ahead because I never thought I would have to tell anyone. Now that I'm a parent, I could no longer carry the burden of holding this in, as you should not have to ever.
Ever.
My parents want to get an attorney and find out our options. I guess I'm just looking for a little guidance. I've spoke to a therapist about this about 5 years ago. But I don't know what my rights are, as this happened so long ago, and I'm not sure what it will take to get him convicted.
There's no statute of limitations.
Oh, good. I didn't know that. Wow. That's great. Yeah. I love y'all so much, and thank you for being something that brightens up my fucking day. With love always, Free Palestine.
Oh.
I'm so sorry this happened to you and your fucking cousin. That's like my biggest fucking fear when I look at peace and Lonnie and, like, you know, just any kids in general in my family, I'm just like, oh my God.
Listen, it's the worst fucking feeling in the world. It is. And there, as far as I believe, there's no statute of limitations. At least I know in Utah there's not. I recently called for a friend. There's not. And I believe that's across the board regarding child sexual assault. If you would like, fucking press charges.
Absolutely. You, the only advice that we could really give is for you to do what you're comfortable with.
And protect your baby.
Absolutely.
That's what absolutely matters.
And your feelings are what matter, not how anybody else is going to feel, not anybody worrying about anybody doubting you, not fucking, you know, when there's situations like this, there's always going to be somebody that's like, well, if this happened, like, why did you wait so long? That's always a question. Fuck them. They can fucking go to hell if anybody ever says that to you.
You never know how you're going to react until it's your situation.
Right.
And
trust smart people know that. So, yeah, your well-being and comfort and
as the victim,
you're owed that. Like,
all autonomy should go back to you. So whether you want to press charges, mm-hmm. whether you want to cut him off and never speak to him again, whether you want to fucking
take everything he has, extort him, blackmail him,
choice,
hold him in a basement somewhere,
it's your
whatever
fucking choice.
However, this, like. Yeah, exactly. Whatever is going to help you heal.
Yes.
You and your cousin are owed that.
Yep. Yep. And I say that too.
It's so hard for me to not say what I really want to happen, or you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because
we have a show and I don't know. We're not supposed to do that. We're not supposed to do that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. I don't think they should get away with it. And I will say this. I have situations where there are like uncles, for example, in my family that have done things to relatives when they were kids, and like they're still invited to cookouts and shit. Nah. And I'm not, it's mind blowing to me because like people know, it's not a huge secret. Like people know, and I don't understand, like, that should not be expected of any victim of anything like that.
No.
Like to just be okay with coexisting in a family with these pieces of shit. Like,
no. And I know someone who was a piece of shit and did it to a kid and some in our extended family. And the victim chose to cut them off, never speak to them again. So the family cut him off. And from what I heard, he's killing himself, basically.
Good.
Drinking himself to death. Good. Miserable.
They should do it quick.
Yep. Yep.
Don't take your time with it.
But don't protect predators.
No. Fuck no. Their comfort.
Never.
Their reputation. None of that is a concern of yours.
No.
I mean, I think you know that. And you spoke with a therapist, and I'm sure they gave you better advice than we could, you know, but just do what you need to do. And I thank
for
God,
your healing.
Thank God you have supportive parents that did not doubt you and have your back. I love that for you your cousin. And I just hope that you get the healing that you guys deserve.
Oh, your mom's wail. I can just picture it, dude. I already know.
God. Yeah.
Fuck.
Do you want me to read this next one?
Did you scroll past the other?
Oh, no, that's the one that you just read. Here. So I don't. Your phone be making me nervous.
I don't have fucking. Okay. I'm not a raging hornball bitch.
You're not
like
me.
You. No, I'm asexual.
You scroll in mine, it's going to get weird as fuck in here. It's going to be awkward.
Definitely not fucking scrolling anything in yours.
It's going to get
don't even
really
show me a write-in screenshot, bitch. I'm scared.
Because it'd be right next to regular shit.
It's so like the baby screenshot pussy. Fucking the baby.
Violently fucking masturbating it. Like, it's real risky to show anybody anything in my fucking phone because the shit, I really need to figure out how to organize some
files.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't have any files, of my shit, like, separated either.
It's just so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so
you
much.
Need a secret locked
subscribe to her
violent.
Okay.
Her violent ass only.
Okay. Okay, sorry. Hi, ladies. Thank you so much for spreading your light and authenticity. You inspire so many of us. This podcast has truly been the sparkle in my bad and good days. I just wanted to wish a very happy birthday to my favorite Aries baddie. Her birthday is coming up on April 10th. No one could ever replace you, Laura Jean. I like that name. Thank you for being here for me and loving me even from 2,200 miles away. I'm so grateful for the years we grew up across the street from each other and were able to see each other every day. I miss being, quote, attached at the hip with you, as my mom would say. I'll always cherish the days and memories when we lived across the street or even just 10 minutes down the street. Even though our friendship has transformed a little from the distance and life changes, I know the love is always there. We truly are the sisters neither of us had. I'm so happy we still talk and our friendship has stood the test of time and distance, even with the ebbs and flows. Is that what you said last time?
Yep.
Don't be trying to use that because you know I don't know what the fuck it means. I love you with my whole entire heart. Thank you for being my best friend the past 26 years. Damn.
Love it.
You and our friendship are truly one of the greatest gifts from the universe. Mm. Happy, happy birthday, bestie, and always free Palestine. Love you, ladies, and thank you. Love, Nicole.
Happy birthday, Laura Jean.
Happy birthday.
I do like that name.
That's a very cute name.
Very cute.
Very sweet writing.
Love that. Happy birthday.
Yes.
Someone else has a birthday coming. Rhymes with Clark.
Rhymes with narc. Hold on. I have a... Yes, happy... We'll wish him a happy birthday.
We got next
time.
Week.
Yeah, we got more to record.
Char's birthday's coming up, too.
Happy birthday to Char. What, she's an Aries?
Nurse Char, yeah. April 15th.
Wow. Hold on. I have a write-in in here. I think it's a birthday. Let me just...
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Let me get to it real quick, because I think...
On my own.
When was this? This was from March 23rd. Shut up.
Supposed to
okay, this is from 510 Mari. And I don't think we did this one. And if we did, we're double. Doing it again. Sometimes that happens and you get double birthdays from us. Okay, I wanted you guys to give my mom a shout out because she's the best mom ever. And I love her so much. And I hope she knows I appreciate everything she's done for me and how she helped me mature. And I love her so much. By the way, her name is Lisette. And she loves you guys so much.
We did. And so double happy birthday.
Double birthday for you.
Liz.
I was cleaning out screenshots and I was like, fuck, let me do this one just in case.
You know I do it all the time.
Yeah. So you.
Well, good. Lucky you.
Double fucking happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Let's sing it like this.
We don't need that.
Happy birthday to you.
We don't need that.
It's the Marilyn Monroe. No. Rendition for JFK.
Mm-mm.
Join in with me.
Mm-mm.
Sing it with me, girl.
I'll get up and walk out. We're done.
She's a big loser. Else? No.
No. You're done.
My brain does, but I don't.
Clearly.
Sit here for another hour.
No, thank you. This is not a musical. Okay.
That's
well, thank
it.
You guys so much.
If you guys really love us, you'll go to YouTube and subscribe and then share that.
And talk to us in the comments.
Yes.
And share us with people you know.
Share us on your story and tag us.
Join our Patreon.
Facebook group.
But
the Patreon is the best. It is.
Yeah.
It's a nice little clubhouse
it
where
is.
We tell secrets.
It's where you hear gossip and whatnot.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm cold.
I know. It is cold. I'm over here shivering as I fucking smoke cigarettes like an asshole. All right. That's it. Kay. We love you. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.